morning, friends. Today I would like to speak to you about patience. The word of God says in James 5:7-12, "Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until it gets the early and late rains. You too be patient, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. As an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We count those blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but your yes is to be yes and your no, no, so that you may not fall under judgment. May God bless you. Be patient always." Thank you.
Praise the Lord, my friends. Today I would like to talk to you about thanking God in the midst of trials and even persecution. We draw back from difficulties, yet not one of us is exempt from some kind of trouble. In many parts of the world, it is dangerous even to be a Christian because of persecution. And yet, in the midst of those trials, we can thank God, because we know that He has promised to be with us and that He will help us. We know that He can use times of suffering to draw us closer to Himself. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. James 1:2-3. When the prophet Daniel learned that evil men were plotting against him to destroy him, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God just as he had done before. Daniel 6:10. The Bible commands, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Paul declared, "You will even be able to thank God in the midst of pain and distress, because you are privileged to share the lot of those who are living in the light." Colossians 1:12. I don't know what trials you may be facing right now, but God does, and He loves you and is with you by His Holy Spirit. Cultivate a spirit of thankfulness even in the midst of trials and heartaches. God has given us the greatest gift of all, His Son, who died on the cross and rose again, so that we can know Him personally and spend eternity with Him in heaven. God bless you. Be thankful in the midst of trials and even persecution. Amen.